Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Video bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. Audio bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it free at winamp.com/android.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1378, recorded August 21st, 2012. Sumo Down.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Are you ready, Dick?
Yes, sir.
I'm ready, too. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for the GizWiz, the Leo Breaks His Ass edition.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo Laporte of TWiT TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, under pathology. Rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Yeah! Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Whoa!
Whoa! To the GizWiz show. Hello, Dickie D.
Leo, how you doing?
Look, we got your sign and everything.
Oh, this is amazing. We have themes. We have signs. Oh, it's done to scale. Yeah, that's good. And it's perfectly level.
It's right.
Just perfect.
Just right. Somebody says it's TME GizWiz. I don't know. We did our best.
No, that's us holding a table up or something. Oh, you know, it's us with a stretcher.
Good. We're going to need it on this episode.
We're going to need
it. Because we're finally doing the very first crap I found on Sky Mall on Saturday. Imagine my joy and delight when the orbit wheels finally arrived. So a little later on, I will be trying these out.
And you're brave. You didn't even pre-test them.
No, they're still in the package. The package is sealed.
Wow.
I have the manual here, and you and I together will read it, and I will launch myself into space on the orbit wheels.
Boy. We're going to have a big audience for that.
No, only if people are sadistic and cruel.
That's our audience.
That couldn't happen.
No.
Maybe that explains the 40 people in the studio suddenly want to see the show.
A lot of EMT people are there too, right?
No, I wish. I wish Dr. Mom had come out a week later. Oy, oy, oy. All right, so what is your gadget? Let's get these gadgets.
We want to get right to
rolling.
Your gadget. Yeah.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm curious. What do you got for us?
Okay, what do I have? I have something new from iSafe.
You're speaking a little fast. You could slow down. There's no hurry. iSafe.
Something from iSafe. Now, iSafe is the company that produces backpacks, fanny packs, and now a messenger bag with a built-in alarm.
Mm.
Now, this is the newest, and this is the laptop bag. Now, if you feel threatened or that someone's following you.
Constantly, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you can lift a little tab where it says iSafe and pull the little lever, which will set off an alarm that is alarming. It's 120 decibels.
Whoa.
Yes, this is loud. And I forgot how loud it was, and it took me 4.5 minutes to get fairway off the ceiling. So do not attempt to play with this indoors. And the company warns, this bag is designed for older folks, but their knapsacks down to 8 years old, and they tell them, you have to explain to the kids, this is not a toy, not something you show off.
Because the kids will be doing that.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't be doing it because it's loud. And not only does an alarm go off, there are 4 flashing LEDs that will blink. So it will attract a lot of attention. The knapsacks go down to under $50, and the new iSafe messenger bag, which can hold laptops up to 15.6-inch screens, is $90. And we have a link on the website, gizwiz.biz, where there's an Amazon place offering it for, or I think it was 76 or 77 bucks, like $12 less. And it has compartments for all your cables and your papers, and it's pretty clever. It needs 2 9-volt batteries, which you supply. Oh, there it is. It's $78 as opposed to
the Amazon. That's the Amazon price.
That's the Amazon link. So it's the iSafe.
Is that leather? Is that fine Corinthian leather?
No, it's ripstop nylon.
Ripstop nylon.
Nylon. Yeah. And it has a, you know, little handle,
actually,
carry handle.
You should call it, get this, rip off stop nylon.
Used to be in copywriting, didn't you?
Yeah, I did actually.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm not in copywriting.
In copywriting anymore.
Yeah.
And that's why you have no sponsors.
Yay! Once again, an adless week on the GizWiz.
So there you go. So iSafe, and they make a whole line of devices with the built-in alarms and blinking LEDs.
Now you've recommended backpacks. Is this the same company?
Yes,
that does
the same
the backpack?
Company. Okay. It's the same company.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, didn't you do this on the radio show this week?
New young kids backpack for $49.
That one, the alarm's not as loud to protect young ears.
No, I believe they probably use the same alarm in all of them. The speakers are aimed, you know, it's easy with the backpack because the speakers are behind you.
So it would deafen your butt.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't think it matters. I think your butt is probably good up to like 140 decibels, but I'm not a scientist.
You know, before we get to Gadget 2, last week you talked in the warehouse about the bilingual.
Oh, the bilingual. Yeah.
And we met, and somebody, I think it was in the chat room, said, there's an iPhone app for that. So we have the iPhone app for the bilingual now.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering if you'd like to test that with Ozzy right now.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, my bilingual has vanished. Somebody took it.
Probably Fairway says, I don't want him to know what I'm thinking.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah. So,
I wouldn't put it.
Lisa, would you bring Ozzy over here and we can try this? So the first thing we got to do is get Ozzy to bark. He doesn't bark very often.
Squeeze him.
Well,
wait a minute.
No animal cruelty in my show.
Okay, squeeze him gently. No. How can we make him bark? part of the problem is here. The button says translate bark. When does he bark? Is it listening now? No.
Cat.
Siren.
Squirrel.
Sometimes a siren works.
Does anybody have any keys to shake or like a...
Oh, we have a woot monkey.
Give me this. Give me the woot monkey. Here we go. This will
definitely work.
By the way, it did a translation of the non-bark. There, if you can, I don't know if you can see the screen. That iPhone looks like a good chew toy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'm glad I paid 99 cents for this. He didn't even bark.
Yeah.
All right, wait a minute. Let's see. Now, does this?
Well,
how do
this
I get the monkey
to? The original device was $99.
How do I get the monkey to? Oh. That's a dead.
Oh no!
I'm sitting here doing nothing.
He's man, sniffing it,
and we rehearsed this so many times. I mean,
that's just not going anywhere.
Although I'm curious to know what the woot monkey says.
Well,
in that
app. Okay, this is what the woot monkey is saying. He says, "Zoom in. Is it food time yet?"
Yeah, I can't guarantee a bark.
I don't think Ozzy's going to bark. He's a nice dog. Does Fairway bark? Can you get Fairway to bark and I can hold
Fairway
it up?
Fairway doesn't bark either.
Oh, we got nice dogs.
Oh, well, at least he's going to...
He's going to go eat the monkey.
He's going to eat the monkey.
He likes the monkey.
Why did it make that sound? It made that sound. It made me nervous. I don't know what's going on. Here's a monkey on the floor. Everybody run. The monkeys are here. I don't know. What? Oh, where's lunch?
All right. Well, so much for that. That's the bilingual. I think it's more of a joke app, isn't it, than it is really translated.
Well, listen, the original bilingual was $99.
So I got a deal.
For 99 cents, it's not bad.
I got a deal. Ozzy's saying, well, that was fun. When do I get my check? I'm union, you know.
Yeah. Does he belong to AFTRA?
AFTRA. He's an AFTRA. He's going to disembowel that monkey. That's what's next.
I think so.
I think we have a dead Woot monkey. All right, Dick. Gadget number two.
Gadget number two. I'm very impressed with this, and I'm sure you have one. Do you have the new Note 10.1?
No, this is the Galaxy Tab, the tablet, 10.1-inch tablet. No, I've heard about this, and I was a big fan of the Galaxy Tab 7-inch, and the 10-inch I thought was quite good. So you've got the new one.
Yeah, you know what? I'll put it on my
closer. Alert from App Store.
Oh, sorry.
Update available.
Stop. God, my Mountain Lion is just very annoying. It's trying to get me to the update. Go ahead. So let's see. This is the...
All right, so this is the 10.1. You know, they have been, Samsung is on a roll. First of all, you introduced me to.
By the way, the jury is deciding right now whether how much of a roll Samsung's going to be on. You understand that?
Oh, yes. All okay, right. Let's just put it this way. Their last three gadgets I've liked a lot. You introduced me to the Note, which
love
I
it.
Love.
Love it.
But it was only on, I think, AT&T, was it?
Yeah, AT&T, right. Yeah.
So then you introduced me to the Galaxy S3, which I do have and love because it's on Verizon.
You have the Verizon version of that.
Right.
Okay, yeah. And that's on all the carriers, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. And then on Thursday, they introduced the new 10.1 Note. Now, what's different about this Note is it's hard for me. I have no control of my camera here. So I'm going to hold it up to the big screen.
It's kind of zoomed out. Yeah.
So it's the... only tablet so far now where you can run video on one side of the screen and you can have
got windowing.
Another app running on the other side of the screen. I forgot to lower the volume.
Wow.
And also, let me just get the volume down on this.
Wait a minute, just hold that up and I'll see if I can translate.
Oh, there you go. That's
maybe
better.
Bilingual will work with news anchors. I don't know.
Probably very well,
wait
actually.
Wait a second. That's a good idea.
Keep going.
Here we go.
All right.
They always say politics makes strange bedfellows.
All right, good. Now let's see. Bilingual's translating.
We'll see what
translating.
Happens. Some weather news this morning. Tropical storm.
And there it is. There okay, it is. Okay. That's what the anchor's really saying. I wouldn't mind being brushed right now. I think that's accurate, actually. I think that's a pretty good translation.
It is pretty good.
So that's interesting. It has two windows.
It has a quad processor, 16 or 32 gigabytes of onboard memory.
Now somebody in the chat room, Bing Bong, says...
Bing Bong?
Bing Bong. I think he's Chinese.
Oh, I thought you had to get the bell.
He says that the apps have to support that two-pane thing and only a few apps do.
There are, I think, five apps so far that have it on this.
Right.
But the funny thing is, you know, it has the S Pen. And I took it out
of the
box.
I like that, actually.
I do, too. Yeah. And I thought, you know what? They forgot to include the S Pen. And then I looked online and I said, oh, wait a minute. The S Pen is hidden in the frame.
Yeah.
It is really at the very corner of the frame. And it's really nice that you... When you carry it, it's not going to fall out, or it hasn't so far. And you have a lot of control with the S Pen. I mean, I've been writing on the screen with my finger, but with the S Pen, you have a lot more control. Wi-Fi only, but I mean, why would you want a phone carrier? I don't think you're going to hold this up to your ear. I mean, the Note was one thing, but hello. I don't think you're going to make calls with this. Camera's nice, 1.9 megapixels on the front and a 5-point megapixel on the back. The back camera has autofocus and LED flash. 1.3 pounds and nice and thin. You know, this is only my second pad that I've played with. I had the Asa. So this guy, to my mind, is very thin, and like all the other pads, it's the same price. It's $499 for 16 gigabytes and $549 for 32 gigabytes. I think that's the same as the iPad.
It's roughly the same, yeah. You've never had an iPad, so you can't really
That's why I can't compare it.
Yeah.
I think the iPad screen is better because this is 1280 by 800.
Yeah, that's lower resolution than the regular.
Yeah, lower. Yeah. But I do like the dual windows. I like the S Pen. I do like the card slot for adding more memory.
I like that. So you can buy 32 and add 32 and get a 64 gig.
Yeah, exactly. By the way,
Jason Howell, you know, our producer is also the star of All About Android. Have you played with that new Galaxy?
Not the Galaxy Note 10.1, but I have the Galaxy Tab 10.1,
which is awesome.
I've enjoyed it, but
so this is not the Tab. This is called the Note.
This is the Note.
They're playing off that Note.
New thing.
Yeah, it's the bigger Note.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool. That's really neat.
I like that a lot, and it came out on Thursday, so it's available.
And
now.
The injunction from Apple was filed on Friday. We should find out later. The jury has been giving their instructions. They're at lunch right now. They're going to hear closing arguments as we speak, and then probably they'll be going into deliberation tomorrow. So we'll find out. I don't know. You know, the jury could literally stop all of Samsung products from entering the U.S. or. Who knows? So this will be very interesting to see what happens. Because I like these. I think these are great, these Samsung products. I really like
them. I do, too. You know, the Galaxy S3, I just bought, I think you did the same thing, bought two spare batteries.
Yes.
And what you don't realize with smartphones until you get them is that if you accidentally run the battery to dead and you plug it in, it can do nothing for about 20 minutes.
Right.
Till it gets a little bit of power in there, and then you can start using it. So walking around with a spare battery that you can just click in is super.
That's one, I think, big advantage of a lot of these Android tablets and phones is that they, not all, the HTC One has doesn't have a removable battery, but I like the removable battery. You know, the new Galaxy Note's coming out on the 29th. The Galaxy Note phone, Note 2, is coming out on the 29th. It's going to be 5.5 inches. I'm really looking forward to seeing that one. I think that might end up being a very good phone.
Boy,
they order that.
They have every diameter and inch covered, don't they?
Well, it's easy when you're copying Apple. You just have to put it out. I'm just kidding.
Are you on the jury?
I am. Thank God I'm not. I would not want to have to decide that case. Okay. They had 109 pages of jury instructions. The judge had to read one after the other. They have to digest all that. And then the verdict form in this Apple Samsung trial, the verdict form is 20 pages long. So I would, I think this deliberation is going to go on a long time, and I don't know
why. Oh, yeah. If they're home for the holidays, it would be amazing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad I'm not on the jury, but of course, they'd never let me on the jury. So the Samsung Note 10.1 is gadget number two. What's your third gadget?
Gadget number two. Now, gadget number three is going to be a video. We do a video every week now. And we remind people that we're looking for, I invented this, I bought a piece of crap. Or I have my gadget warehouse, something that you have and love. So we got this from Kem Marlia, M-A-R-L-I-A, and he invented a gadget 10 years ago, and he sent us an email, and he said, I've done nothing with it, but I have the patents, and I made a little video. So let's just see what a typical GizWiz fan might invent.
Let's see.
Hi, Leo and Dick. My name's Kim, and I invented a device that I call Safe Fridge. I invented it about 10 years ago. The only thing I've done for it really is to get it patented, and I kind of made a website, but it's an old-fashioned website. And my girlfriend and I made a YouTube video with a proposed advertisement for it, but nothing's been done with it, really. I've let it languish. And I keep on getting urged on by my family and friends to do something. So I got to thank you for your wonderful show and for kind of giving me the motivation to get off my duff, at least to send it in to Jason and to see whether or not I can make a go of it. Thanks again.
We've all had it happen to us one time or another. We go to get something out of the refrigerator, only to find out that the door had been left open.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all the food inside the refrigerator is dangerously warm.
Oh, dear.
Several years ago, this happened to me, and I invented a device to solve this problem. Safe Fridge was born to fight against foodborne illness. When a refrigerator door is ajar, after about 30 seconds, Safe Fridge sounds a pleasant but unavoidable alarm, alerting the user that the door has been left open.
Yeah, but unavoidable.
Yes.
Safe Fridge is easy to install in any refrigerator that has a normal appliance 40-watt light bulb.
Ah.
Just unscrew the bulb, screw the bulb into safe fridge.
This is great.
And screw it into your refrigerator.
See, I like that. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Now you're protected 24 hours a day. If the inside of the refrigerator gets to be more than 50 degrees and the door is opened, Safe Fridge will alert you. Safe Fridge resets automatically when you close the door, and you won't even know that it's been installed. You won't know until it detects a problem. Go now to safefridge.com to see how easy it is to protect your family and to save wasted energy.
You know, it's interesting that the chat room's telling me that many new refrigerators have this built in. I think this guy, if he patented it 10 years ago,
no kidding,
he could maybe make some money on this. Remember the intermittent windshield wiper guy? He made millions off of General Motors.
You know, you're right, because it suddenly dawned on me. Last week I did that $1,500 Samsung refrigerator. Yeah. And I remember on the door, under features, it says... warm air alarm. And the other, I think the other problem is that that Ken's going to have, by waiting the 10 years, a lot of the new refrigerators now are using LED lights. And so it's gone to a much smaller bulb socket.
Ah.
So, you know, I think my GE refrigerator is sort of new. And it has the medium-based bulb.
Right.
So, Kim, I don't know what's going to happen, but at least we've exposed it to many more people and 9 dogs who are watching.
And they're all roughing right now.
Oh, very good.
Hey, our good friend Dan Luters has sent us a new theme song. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
A brand new theme song for the Sky Mall. Let me start it over again.
Yeah, you know what? Play George Woods. That's the first one.
This is the Dan Luters one. I should play the George Woods.
Yeah, George Wood.
This is the straw poll theme I wanted to play.
You want to play the George Wood one first.
I do. I want to play the George Wood one. All right, we'll play the George Wood one.
I have to introduce it, okay?
All right. Okay, wait a minute. I was going to... Okay, go ahead. Introduce it.
Okay.
Yes.
Once a week, Leo finds a gadget on TTT called Try Tightening the Tourniquet.
Do we have a tourniquet? The crap you buy at Sky Mall.
There you go.
That's our new. It's no longer Turn the Table Tuesday or Turkey. It's the crap Leo found on Sky Mall. And before we get the orbit skates on. I'm dragging this thing out.
I could see that.
I'm dragging this thing out. We do have, you know, the way we do this is we have a straw poll. We have a vote for what I should review. And we'll do the new poll after. No, you know what? I think I should do everything before I try these out.
I think you should too. And Leo, could Lisa bring out my check and could you sign that?
I'll sign. You know, I should sign his check before anyway, in case anything breaks. But we had last week. We had a poll. We had three things. We had the SealFlex, the rubber keyboard that you could wash, right? We had the hand fitness trainer, which I thought was really cool. It was an exercise
device,
made you look like a Wolverine. And then we had the Shung Kwong metal gong. This was strawpoll.me number 2333. And the winner is, and I'm surprised because it was neck and neck for the longest time, but after 1,121 votes by a clear plurality, 510 votes or 45% for the metal gong. So I'm going to order that. Thank God. I don't think there's any way I can hurt myself with that. Now, next week, I'm going to do the pillow.
I would order two of them and see if you can ride on them.
They'd be great sleds for the snow.
Yeah.
We do have, now, we've got some suggestions from our audience, which is, I think, really cool. Paul Needham and Nicholas Todor.
Wait a minute. That's right.
This is for our next week's device. So I'm going to order the gong. But Paul Needham suggested a couple of things, and I'm not real happy about it. He said, what about the Seal Shield for iPad? Now, you may remember that I tried a product called Liquipel on my iPhone. I didn't really want to get my iPhone wet, but I realized once I had the iPhone Liquipelled, the only way I could test it would be to get it wet. So I think we're going to have the same problem with the Seal Shield for the iPad. I'm going to have to put this thing on the iPad and then get it wet. It's slip-on flexible plastic sleeve makes your iPad waterproof without the use of bulky, heavy cases. That's one. And we should test that. Here's another one. The water, and this is also from Mr. Needham, a water and light lawn show. I don't know how I'm going to test this. This is the mister that casts a color-changing spray, transforming a lawn or a studio, I might add, into an effervescent water and light show. We could do that here in the studio. Just cover stuff with, you know, plastic bags. And finally, the wrap steering wheel lock. This is item number three. The wrap steering wheel lock. You've seen those, the club, right? This does the club one better. It is an electronic anti-theft system. Includes powerful deterrence. A full rotation prevents full rotation of your steering wheel and protects your airbag from theft. Because apparently, that's a big problem. People steal airbags now. Because they're worth, you know, like $1,500.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I would think that'd be dangerous to try to take an airbag out of a car. It's got explosive in it, right?
That's true.
But so padding on the inside surface protects your steering wheel, and it resists sawing, drilling, hammering, and grinding. So I think this is one that Burke and I will have to try together, because he's in charge of all hammering, drilling, and grinding here at the, there he is, the brick house. So let me give you the straw poll number for this. Is for this week's straw poll.
I know. Wait a minute. Now you should play You should play the other
now
theme.
Now I play the other theme. Right. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, time for the straw poll theme music. This is Dan Luters. All right, straw poll time, ladies and gentlemen. It is strawpoll.me/2688. Which crap from Sky Mall should Leo review next? The wrap steering wheel lock, the water and light lawn show, or the Seal Shield for iPad? Let's get those votes. Already 3 votes. Oh, wait a minute. Now they're pouring in.
Look at.
Yeah, yeah, 22 votes. It looks like the water and light lawn show is a big, but now the Seal Shield is coming up from the rear at 33%. This is tough. This is good. Go to the straw poll. Cast your vote. strawpoll.me/2688. And thanks to Dan Luters.
And George Wood.
They both came through jingles. Big time. Really nice stuff. You guys... Boy, they've really dressed this crap up.
Exactly.
All right. I've put it off long enough. I've got to try the Orbit wheels. They come with, I should point out, and by the way, these come from, you know, I got them from Sky Mall, but they're actually from The Inventist, which is a website that you and I have talked about before. They invent cool stuff. In fact, I recommend buying it from The Inventist because they're only charging $99. It's
wow, what did you pay?
$150. So Sky Mall isn't always the best deal. So these are the Orbit wheels, and so it comes with a nice DVD, which I haven't watched yet, and this very complete manual with everything you need to know to.
Did you get a lot of mileage? Don't they give you like 20 miles a dollar?
Oh, do they? Really? You get miles? Oh, well, see, that would
I
be cool.
I believe you do.
Oh, so there is a plan here. Now, I've never tried these before. I'm going to open up the cardboard packing material.
Oh, that's all now, stainless from what I can see, isn't it?
Yeah, plastic. They don't say a weight limit. They really should. Okay, it says pop. Oh, that's good. Plop the platform out and then push it down until it clicks into place. All right. And see, this is going to roll like that. So let me do the other one here. And so
this is a plastic
setup is easy.
The outer wheel is free.
Yeah, setup is easy. And so the idea is now that you're going to put your feet. You know,
oh,
I'm
God.
A little
now Ozzy's going to bark.
Now Ozzy wants to bark. And then the idea is now I'm going to just get up on these and you know I do. I have a lot of people depend on me for their livelihood. So I'm going to just get some protective gear. If you don't mind, would you bring in the protective gear so that I can... Because I don't want to break my tuchus on this one. So we've got some... Let me just put this aside here. And I'm going to don the protective garb, the official protective garb, before
Is this from Mrs. Doubtfire?
I'm sure there's a way to put this on.
I think you're going to fall over from the weight of that thing.
We've never tried this before, actually. All right, there we go. And then the other foot goes in here. Did you grease it up? Oh, Colin Weir, giving new meaning to the word streaming engineer. And Burke McQuinn, we're going to get this on here. There we go.
You could fall out of an airplane with that and not get hurt.
Well, wait a minute. No, because I think my head is fairly important too, and I do want to protect the head. So, can you bring me the helmet? Because I think that's
but you
fairly
know, Leo,
important as well.
Seriously, it's a very nice look.
Wait a minute. I'm just gonna.
I think it says, up. "I'm a technophile, but I'm a safe technophile." I see. It
my,
I like.
You know what I like about it? It makes my feet look really small.
I see nothing strange about this, Leo.
All right. No, I just... Safety first here.
Yeah, this is...
Don't pat me too hard. If I fall over, I can't get up. All right, now. Now, if you just put those on my feet. There we go.
Can you see your feet?
No, I can't. I should have probably got wrist guards.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Okay. Now I'm ready to orbit wheel my way. These don't take, by the way, it does say on here, it says says you may see people on TV or the internet, maybe even people you know, doing tricks or stunts. These are very experienced users. Don't try to do anything you're not ready for. Avoid steep inclines and don't ride too fast. So
I would also avoid flat surfaces.
I don't want to kill the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should have that bilingual running so we know what Leo
Give me your hand.
Says.
Give me your hand. Okay. Okay.
This is the most bizarre. This is like skating where the wheels are going sideways.
Okay. No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I can...
They should these turtle skates.
I'll just...
Because once you fall, you can't turn yourself over.
Okay. Now let's try that. One more.
Okay. Now
one more
I think
time.
You're ready for a hill.
Oh! Okay. That's good.
That was good.
That's good. Okay. Where am I? Okay. Thank God I've got dressers. That's all I can say. One more time, Lisa. Come on. Come on. Okay. Okay, now they say you're supposed to... You're supposed to go in and out. Whoa! Oh, if I have to do this split, I'm in trouble. I don't... Whoa! Whoa! Okay. Whoa! Okay. These aren't as intuitive as one would have thought.
Wow. Are they returnable?
You know, Dick?
Yes.
The next time I'm in Manhattan, I think I'll take a hike up Broadway. And maybe I'll wear this suit for the famous the St. Sumo's Day parade. And I'll follow that green line. Up Broadway, take a left on Amsterdam, a right on 6th. Soon I will reach the very famous, the beautiful, the... What is the name of that?
Sophia Warehouse.
Sophia Warehouse. The home of Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Theme. Oh, he can't play the theme.
I've fallen and I can't get up. Oh, my gosh. I can't... Lisa says she won. You know, we got two of these, you know. We got two of these. We could do battle. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'll get the theme. I got it.
Bring it.
Is that the right one?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, there you go.
Oh! What? All right. After, before you buy. I got something stuck on my shoe. Wait a minute. Can't get it off. Ladies and gentlemen. Never mind. Dick DeBartolo!
Leo, you're looking swell.
Yeah, it's
you know
good.
What?
I've lost some weight. You notice?
Yeah, you look great.
Yeah.
That liposuction thing is it's like a dream. Like the hat, too.
This is
good.
You
know what? I hope someone's going to take some still pictures of this, too, because I want one for my wallet and one for my wall.
Dick. There's a whole arena, and there's a whole nother suit. And Lisa has told me that after Before You Buy this afternoon,
yeah,
it's a death match.
Between you and Lisa?
Yes. A fight to the finish in the sumo suit.
Wow. After Before You Buy or before you...
Before you buy, because I do have another show to do. This is good.
Oh, okay. Okay. I like it. I like it. You look very spunky in it. It's great. There you go.
If you've been listening to the audio of this, just get the video.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That'd be the easiest.
By the way, yes, Lisa will be wearing a suit. I'm not fighting her without the suit. So, Dick, what is your...
Yes. A little gadget here is... Jason's going to give you a look at it. It's from Belkin. It's 10 years old, and it is the Belkin Notebook Surge Protector. So this little guy, it's kind of clever, actually. It hooks in between your computer. The cable for your computer goes in there. Then you hook this into the actual computer. And obviously, you need to have one of those two-prong computers. Oh, they're undressing Leo at the time. And the object here is that there's a built-in surge protector. But since it's 10 years old and you were probably in hotel rooms still using a phone line, you would put the hotel phone line in one end of it. Then there's an RJ11 out that would go to your computer modem. And another RJ11 out that would go to the hotel telephone. It could run from 100 volts AC up to 240. So it said it virtually worked in every country around the world. Sold for $30. Did a little web search, and strangely, on Amazon, they still sell it for $37, a little bit above list price. Now, probably no one is using a phone modem anymore. But if you're interested in this little surge protector, I found that Tiger Direct still has them, and they are selling them for $4.99. But don't forget, your computer has to have the two-prong cable that goes into the transformer, not the gnarly trio thing. There it is, $4.99, and you actually get a... Whoops, I see they threw an ad out there. You also get a retractable phone cable with it.
I'm sorry. Chad is trying to wear the Orbit skates. He's a young person. He's very ambitious. He thinks he can ride on these.
Oh, is he doing it with...
He's doing it without the suit. It just doesn't look like such a good idea. Yeah.
I mean, it sort of doesn't make any sense. It's like you're wearing skates, but the wheels go sideways.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's dangerous, isn't it, Chad? It's not obvious. Wait till you get the suit on, then you could try it some more. See, it's not... people think it's me. They think it's because I'm old and I can't coordinate.
Leo, if you look at the design of it...
They're supposed to go... The idea is you go...
Yeah.
The idea is you go in and out, in and out, in and out, Chad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just do that.
Just do that.
Come on, just do
it. Wait a minute. Maybe if I read it to him.
Yeah. In and out, in and out,
here
in
it is.
And out.
Okay, Chad. turn your toes inward, push your leading foot forward and your trailing foot back at the same time. And then turn your toes outward, push your leading foot back and your trailing foot forward at the same time. So, okay, turn your toes inward. Turn your toes inward and your leading
foot. And please don't fall backwards, Chad. Don't fall backwards.
Your leading foot forward. All right. I think.
Chad, you're going to kill yourself.
I'm looking forward to next week and the Gong Show episode. No! See, they're not. That's not practical. To give it a fair review, yeah, a fair review is not. Even if you're not wearing a sumo suit, it's not practical.
No, it makes no sense.
An A
it's
for
like
effort,
having a
Good
car
job.
And the wheels go out the sides.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's crazy. That's crazy talk.
It is. There you go. There you go. Table decoration. That's perfect.
And, you know, if you're just tuning in, perhaps the fever has kicked in. You might want to think about taking, you know, a little Advil and aspirin or something because clearly something is wrong if you're just tuning in. So the Belkin, and that's still available. That's a warehouse, but you can still buy it.
You can still buy it 10 years later for $4.99. But again, this is people who travel a lot and go to foreign countries
right.
or may still be using phone modems. But the surge protector part
it
works.
It still does it.
And
it still does it.
$4.99.
Let's get ready for letter time.
Here come the Gizwiz letters now. Here come the Giz. I said the Gizwiz letters now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And I have a. I'm going to read the letter today, Dick.
Yeah.
I have a
you sent me an email that said that you had the letter. So.
I have a special, special letter.
Okay.
Let me. I'm a little.
A little winded there, pal.
I'm a little winded, but I feel good.
Good.
Chunking makes Chinese. Okay. It's even a little hard to type, actually. I'm going to pull up my my email here. Just a second. And I will... I just feel like a little... little nap right now would be nice. Where did I put your email? I know. It's all gone. I got it on my other computer. I don't see it now. Here it is. This is, you know, the problem is it came from a dog. Two dogs, actually. And
what?
Well, it's here it is. It says, "Hi, Leo. You made fun of the bilingual gadget on the Gizwiz. Well, guess what? This email is from Maggie and Fairway, Dick and Dennis's dogs." Have we ever met Maggie, Dick? That's Dennis's dog, huh?
Dennis's dog. No, yeah. We haven't.
Well, they go on to say, "If it weren't for the bilingual's ability to translate our dog gibberish, we could never have composed this email." Guess what it says? Our dads... Dick T. Bartolo and Dennis are tying the knot on Thursday. This Thursday?
This Thursday.
And we think they're also getting married. We heard them say no gifts, please, but we happen to know they're registered at Petco. And more than anything, they're looking for liver snaps, meaty bones, and chicken pepperoni. Lots of it. Signed, Maggie in Fairway. Sorry about the doggy drool on some of the words. Liver snaps. Dick, let's see that picture again. That is so cute. There's Dennis and Dick, and you guys are going to get married this Thursday?
This Thursday.
Is Dennis there? Where is Dennis? Is he in the room with you?
Dennis is here, yeah. He's very shy, but I told him, I said, Dennis, come down at least for a second.
Dennis, congratulations. How long have you guys been a couple?
32 years.
It's about time, for crying out loud.
You don't think it's too soon?
That's a long engagement, dude. And speaking as a man in a padded sumo suit.
Yes.
I just wish I could be there to officiate, but Thursday's pretty soon. It's like 2 days. Your day after tomorrow, Thursday?
Day after tomorrow,
that's
Thursday.
Wonderful. Are you going to do it at City Hall? Where are you going to do the? Where's the wedding?
People? Are you a minister?
I am. I could marry you, but only in the state of California. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I, if I could wear the suit.
Oh, that's a given. That's a given. Yeah.
Hey, that's really, in all seriousness, that's wonderful news, Dick. I've known you guys for, well, I've known both of you as long as I've known you, and I just think it's so great, and I'm so happy for the two of you. And congratulations. And
oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, you know, two people in the chat room saying, is this for real? This is for real.
This is not a joke. No.
This is not a joke.
No. And it's just, who's going to wear white? That's my question.
Are you wearing white? I'm not. No.
I wish we could cover it. So you're going to, is it a small ceremony or are you going to have thousands? What's the?
No. The editor of Mad Magazine is, and a friend of ours, Lindy Dunn, who's a dog lover,
that's
are going to be our witnesses at City Hall.
That's
we're going to have a little party Friday
and
night.
Will Maggie and Fairway be the ring bearers?
Oh, yeah.
They should.
I was wondering, Fairway and Maggie have been so secretive all weeks long, and they kept saying...
They wrote that letter. Well, Dick, I just want you to know I've got your wedding gift right here.
Two rings.
Two rings, one for each of you.
Wow.
This is... This is going to be...
Well, yeah, we're not accepting gifts, but I think we'll... In this case, we're really not accepting gifts.
The orbit wheels are on their way to you, Dick DiBartolo. Hey, congratulations. It's really
Thank
great
you
to
so,
hear.
So much. I wanted to share it with the Twit family first.
Well, we all love you, and we're very happy for you.
Thank you.
And, you know, given that you've been together 32 years, I think you could say the clock started 32 years ago. So I'd like to be there for your 40th anniversary.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
All right.
Could you bring the suit?
I'll bring the suit. Hey, once again, our straw poll, strawpoll.me/2688. What crap should Leo from Sky Mall, should Leo review next? Next week, I have the pillow, the giant airplane pillow.
Oh, you know what? Somebody, I don't have the letter handy. Someone had a good idea, Leo.
Oh, what?
Send the pillow to Andy Anako.
He could, because he's coming out for the Apple event.
He's flying out. And so he had a good point. He said he could test it, and then he could make a guest appearance on the Giz.
I think that's great. Out. We'll send it to him. That's a very good idea. And we'll capture the video of Andy on the pillow. Dick,
In the airplane.
Dick, I congratulate you and Dennis. That's wonderful news. I'm so thrilled for you. I thank you all for being here. I did not break my butt. I think that the G-string's a little tight. I think it might have gone up the crack, but I think otherwise I am intact.
Right. Oh, Leo, we're just going to give out the address if you're sending us a video. It's gizwiz@twit.tv.
Well, yeah, and I'll emphasize, send in those videos. We're getting down to a smaller pool.
I like the Frigilert. And don't forget Dick's website, gizwiz.biz, where you can play the What the Heck Is It contest. And a chance. You know, you should put a little a registry or a little book or something on there for people to send you congratulations, a little guest
book. Oh, you know, I will do that.
That would be nice.
That's a great idea.
Because I know everybody in the chat room would love to say nice things to you. Here is the What the Heck Is It? If you can identify that, you're in the running for 12 autographed copies of Mad Magazine. If you get it wrong, you're in the running for 24 autographed copies of Mad Magazine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a joke.
Not all one person, but yes.
Yes, that's how we play the game. Thank you, Dickie D. Congratulations, Dennis.
Thank you so much, guys.
We'll
Thank
see you,
you
next
thanks.
Time on the GizWiz Show. Thank you, Jason Howell, our producer.
You bet.
Thank you, Liz Romero, for getting me the protective gear. This is not exactly what I was hoping for, but hey, I didn't hurt myself. We'll see you next time on the GizWiz.
Anything for his craft.
I can't get up.
A broken leg.
I've fallen and I can't get up. Orbit skate accident in aisle 5.
We need a clean up, please.
Oh, crazy man on orbit skates in aisle 5.